Right, should we start?
On then.
Yes.
Let's start. Let's do it. I don't know where to put this.
I'm going to put here and do this.
I'm going to go back to penis mic.
Okay, I'm going to go like this.
Oh, penis.
Stop it.
Well,
you're annoying
that's
me.
Intro, thanks, Jim.
You're annoying me now.
Chuck those winky ears.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
You are listening to episode 148 of Sapnin Podcast with myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend, Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards.
Oh, no.
And to be honest, I think I hate myself.
Oh, what? No way. How come, Morg?
Ah, it's only just a candy-coated lie. It's not awful.
I can't believe I fucking fell for it. Oh my God. Oh, bro, that's fucking so good. Normally I wouldn't react. Normally I'd be like, fuck him. I know he's doing the puns. But you said that, then I looked at your face and I was like, I'm going to ask. And then I asked and you had a fucking retort ready. Oh, brilliant.
Oh, that's fished you in there. Fished you in.
You definitely did. Reeled me right in. Yes. This week's guests are back again, and we are fucking absolutely chuffed and honoured to have them on. It's Sapnin Podcast's favourites, Hannah and Jim from the mighty, 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 not Boston's, Hot Milk.
Yes, now what's left to say about these absolutely chaotic individuals? These two have shared a lot of madness with us on the podcast, always oversharing. Correct. And derailing situations, but we absolutely adore it. They've been on a few festival specials, but since their original episode in 2019, so much crazy shit has happened for them. So with live music opening back up even more, we got to record another schizophrenic conversation with them in person backstage at Cardiff's Club Ivor Bach on their recent UK headline tour, full of laughs and pure madness. Would you agree Hot Milk are always a fan favourite for our podcast?
Oh yeah, definitely. The amount of people that we've had reach out to us who have said that they found Hot Milk through the podcast and absolutely love them now has been amazing. It's been one of the joys of doing this podcast, actually. And this conversation, I was going to say, goes exactly like you'd expect if you'd ever heard Hot Milk speak before. But to actually try and predict some of the topics that we talk about would be impossible. So, yes, once again, let's do it. Do you know what we never do? Trigger warnings. Here's a trigger warning. Sex, drugs, and violence.
Kink shaming. Well, not shaming, but there's a lot of kinky. Yeah, there's a lot of kinky stuff involved.
There's a lot of kink involved in this one. Hot kink. But yeah, thank you very much to Jim and Hannah for coming on again. We fucking love seeing them. We actually saw them in Tiny Rebel just beforehand when me and you went to get a drink and have some food and have a meeting. And yeah, we had a chat with them there, and it's fucking great to see them just as people, but then to go and watch them play as a band and watch people absolutely fucking adore them and love them, It's Destiny from It's Destiny, and I fucking love speaking to both of them. Thank you very much as well to Nikki, their tour manager, for sorting out the room for us. And yeah, they really, really hooked us up, and we loved seeing them. Oh, shout out to Dollskin as well, who were on the tour, who had a fantastic Bo Burnham inspired t-shirt, yes, which I bought. And I'd imagine any day now they're going to receive a cease and desist. So I was very, very lucky to get a very rare t-shirt from them.
Yeah, literally right place, right time. But yeah, Hot Milk always perform a great live set. It's always mega fun, and it's lovely to get to see them again. If you ever get the chance to catch them live, go and do it. I highly recommend. And a lot of their set list has been revamped with the release of this new second EP, I Just Want to Know What Happens When I Die. And we're going to get into that a little bit while talking about some silly jokes, deep moments, growing as people versus building a community of safe space, how Foo Fighters gave them some vegetables, pissing, awkward eye contact. It's all going on this episode.
I like how you try to gloss over pissing. fucking awkward eye contact. Yeah, it all gets spoken about. And yeah, it's another fucking fantastic episode. If you enjoy this episode, please follow us. Subscribe whenever you get podcasts. If this is your first time ever listening to Sapling Podcast, thank you very, very much. We really, really appreciate you checking it out. Fucking Hot Milk are brilliant, as you're about to find out. Yeah, give us a follow at Sapling Pod on Twitter and Instagram. That's at SAPPENINPOD. That's at SAPPENINPOD. And yeah, if you've enjoyed two or more episodes, and if you're a Hot Milk fan, you should have listened, because this will be your second one. You have to sign up to patreon.com/sapling for at least the very lowest tier to support the boys, because thank you very much. Due to the Patreon, we've created a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful community of people, and there are a lot of different things for you to go and check out at patreon.com/sapling. There's videos, photos, behind the scenes chats, there's interviews that we haven't put up, there's a whole myriad, mind, of other things to check out, patreon.com/sapling. Yes, I'm punching my thighs because it makes me so excited.
But yeah, there's always extra content we're trying to make to put up there to have a laugh and connect with our community as a whole as well. A lot of them have been meeting up with each other lately to go to gigs. It's been very wholesome to see. And we're even talking about trying to do a mini meetup of ourselves in person again for some anniversaries we'll be celebrating very, very soon. So head over to patreon.com/sapling for all that and a whole lot more. But enough about us. Let's get in to what can only be described as pure mayhem with the wonderful Hannah Mee and Jim Shaw of Hot Milk.
Fucking cracking. What a pair. Utter fucking nutters. Sapling!
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Something!
What's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Yes, our guests at this time are the wonderful Jim and...
And hot milk.
Jim and hot milk.
Am I hot milk? Is that
it? It's been changed by Deepal.
Jim and the hot milk.
Jim and the hot milk.
Jim and the hot milk.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No milk allergy coming out of these tits for a while, I'll tell you that.
And yes, obviously, that is the wonderful Hannah as well of hot milk. How are you guys?
A little pissed.
I need a wee.
Good I'm start. Right,
piss and piss. We're good. We're
I'm
good.
I'm an adult, so I'll hold it.
I'm nice. An adult.
I'm an adult.
And
if you want to run quickly, this
no,
is
no, it's all right. No, it's a challenge. I'll see how hold I can how long I can hold it for. Why do we have two bevs before this?
Well, we should start by saying how nice is it being in a venue again and doing this like in person.
Yeah, man, it's even better to do it in Cardiff.
Cardiff, what? Massive.
God, is it? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Is it big?
I don't know, massive.
It's pretty I think big. I've only ever been
Cardiff,
on this
average
road
size.
Every time we come to Cardiff.
Yeah, I know, I've never been any further.
It's the best road.
Me and Jim went to Castle before.
Yeah, this street this is probably Cardiff. The best. Yeah, cool. This is the best street. You've got the castle at the end of it.
Yep.
That's all
we know.
We've been there.
Yeah. 7 years old.
7 years old, yeah.
Yeah, it's great being back in a venue.
Yeah. It's almost feels like no time has passed, yet all of it has passed. Mm. Yeah, so, it's but crazy, it feels good. Yeah. It's nice to breathe in damp air again and to be sat on a really smell horrible, dirty sofa, but be surrounded by lots of friends and lovely people. People and actually feel the sweat of another person. It's been a long time since I've been touched. You know, it is.
Correct. Fair. But how has this tour been? I mean, like obviously you've done a couple of festival appearances and whatnot, getting back in the swings of it, but getting back on the road and doing dates right after each other must just be getting back on the bike.
Like you said, we've missed the sweat and these have been like next fucking level sweat.
It's been a long fucking time coming because this has been 18 months of postponements for us of a headline tour that was supposed to happen in April 20 summer, I don't even know what year it is, man. Like ultimately, right, I'm just happy to be with people that are vibing our tunes, that are vibing who we are, and that we get to see them and look them in the whites of their eyes and go, thank you, that's really nice
this,
of you.
This is the release of like the bluest balls.
Yeah,
it honestly is. And it was like,
hot milk all over your face.
Sorry for everybody who's listening to this who doesn't get to see the face Jim Paul.
Nah, we're just happy to be here, man. We've always just said it, like, in the name of rock and roll, just being able to play shows, fuck me, what a joy. It's the lifeblood of even breathing. If you can't do this, I actually think I'd just be dead, because what's the point?
Yeah. It's why we all make bands, innit?
Yeah, innit? Like, I needed something else.
This is the monolith, the bread and butter.
The monolith. I've never heard you say monolith before. That's a new one. All right, Mr. Vocabulary.
I'm a dictionary.
You're a dick.
Set you up there.
Wow.
Yeah, new hot milk album, Monolith.
I think not.
No, but literally, like, since the last time, obviously you guys have been on a few times now in festival appearances on the podcast. Yeah, I think it's the fourth overall.
I'm sick of me as well.
Are they number one? That probably makes them the most...
Are you the... Ooh, you might be the most... The band to appear the most on the podcast.
Oh,
no way.
So fun.
Where's
that
fucking prize? Sorry about that.
But no, like, obviously, since the first time we had you on back in 2019, I mean, at that time, you only had two songs out. You were kind of a new band to a lot of people.
Sure.
So much has changed in that time, both in the world and for yourselves personally with the band and whatnot. When you look back, like, how much do you think you've changed as people, as individuals?
Loads.
Like, just in those 2 years?
Loads. I mean, me and Tom, our bassist, were saying the other day, the hot milk that came out of the pandemic is not the same hot milk that was in existence before. I think we've
grown up. It also wasn't the one during either.
No, it wasn't. I think we went through a lot of soul searching and a lot of like, right, who do we want to be? Like, who do I want to end up being? Like, who do I want to like, how do I want to be? Like, am I happy with myself? No, okay, let's change and let's be the person that we know that we can be and let's be the band that we know we can be. And musically, like when you put out the first two songs you ever write, they're never going to be where you end up, are they? So I think we're kind of getting closer to where we want to be, but I still don't think with this EP we're still hitting our stride.
Yeah,
I still think we've got a lot of stuff to do.
Well, like we're skirting around the edges at the moment, like we're not fully into, which is why like the next release isn't going to be an album. We're still going to do another EP.
Monolith,
yeah.
Monolith, mate.
Coming
monolith.
To a CD.
Just loads of fucking chugging, mate.
But no, like you said the other week, like you're the happiest now that you have been in a
long
time?
Yeah, I was super, super depressed when we started this, man. Like, I had a lot of disassociation. I didn't really know. I wasn't confident in what I was doing. I just felt, like, super lost because we'd gone through quite a lot of traumatic experiences.
Which is why we started it, because it was kind of, like, the one thing we could, like, focus on.
Yeah,
like,
we needed a focus.
This is something we can start, like, a fresh slate and focus into and put, like, you know, everything, like, every waking minute into.
So needed, like, something, because otherwise I was going to just not be here probably. Like, it was just a moment of super, like, I think I went introspective in my own brain quite a lot, to the point where I discovered the meaning of life. You know what I mean? Like, lots of ketamine dreams, you know what I mean? Like, doing loads of ketamine and just doing loads of drugs over a period of time when you're already depressed is going to send you further and further into a hole. And that's where it sent me. It sent me into a place where I kind of came almost throughout the other end, and ego death happened.
And I also think it was like a bit of a rebirth, isn't it? Because, like you were saying about these two songs or whatever, the first EP, like, retrospectively, probably wouldn't have put them out because I don't think it represents what I want the band to be or what we want the band to be. But they were
the part of the story.
They were
innit?
Hot milk because they were the first. Yeah, they were the first.
It is what it is. Things are what they are because of what they are. They're the sum of its parts. Like, it's not who we are now, but it's who we were then to a degree. It was what we put out. But, like, you can't argue with the way that things happen. They happen
that's
how they
progression,
happen.
Isn't it? Exactly. Like, every band's the same.
And I think for the future, we're going to continue to be progressive and continue to be exactly what we want to be. Like, I think we've always said that.
Unapologetically.
Like, I, you know what? People might like it, but they can go fuck themselves because we do. Like, that's the whole point. It's for us. It's for us first, and then if anyone else likes it and wants to come on board, then they can, by all means, you're so welcome. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just about, like, not writing for anybody else. We're writing for ourselves, because if you don't write for yourself, then what are you doing? Because you're the one that's got to play it every night.
Just disingenuous, isn't it?
Like, I just want to grow a family of people that just, like, have the same morals as us.
Yeah, like-minded
people. Mm. Yeah,
well, funny enough, I had this conversation yesterday. Like, I met up with Fall of the Blackout for a lunch or whatever, and we were talking about, like, going between the best in town. We did an album called Hope, which was quite sad, which did quite well. But then after Hope, we did, like, the Roundhouse was, like, our biggest headline show ever. So then we were, like, trying to piggyback off that feeling of, well, we were happy then. We were fucking partying then. Everybody was in the crowd there seemed to be enjoying it too. So then we did an album called Start the Party, which lost everyone because we were happy and... You know, we were finally happy for a moment, whereas, and then partying a lot, so doing whatever that entails. But then we didn't realize till too late that our audience weren't at that point as well yet.
Yeah.
So, like, we both start the party and they were like,
they weren't ready to start the party.
To be sad.
I think we'll always have a part of us that is sad.
But I also think we started the party. We're still at the party, but we're still sad.
I've always been part of it.
We're sat in the corner with a fucking hat on, with a little balloon, crying, dancing along. Like,
like a great dick, but yeah, this is good. I'm enjoying it.
That's the thing. It doesn't matter how, like, fucking sad we were. I've always partied, man. Like, you know what I mean? There's always been a party. But that's the thing. That's what saved me. Like, going to a load of fucking, like, house nights in Manchester, going dirty techno nights, dirty drum and bass nights, that's what's kind of kept me going. Because as much as I love rock music, like, I love that stuff too, and being a part of that scene, because that's where people are really honest and really fucking, like, you find some people that are your mates for life through that kind of stuff, you know. So that does inform us to a degree.
And the festival culture, innit? Yeah. You can really, really lock into someone's soul when you meet them at 5 o'clock in the morning and
absolutely spangled.
You see the real people.
That's the thing. I think we're constantly searching for good people and the connection, and I think I'm learned enough now in humans that I can kind of spot a mile off when someone's an absolute cunt, and I can really connect with people that are real. And I think I'm really good at finding out who those people are quite quickly. And I think you've found...
Yeah, it's the same. Like, we always say, like, we started this band so we could make more friends and grow the family.
And help our friends that in existence. Like, there's a few times my mate Josh, I went to uni with, he fucking hates all music, pretty much anything that's in the gay scene he loves, right? But we bring him on these shows to help us out so that he's got a job. You know, so if we can help our mates out in a way that's like helpful to them, then that's what I want. Eventually, I want Josh to come on tour with us and do me fucking hair every night, so I don't have to. You know what I mean? That's what the dream is. So I get my best mate Josh to come and fucking help me. Yeah. That'd be amazing. Nice. And Josh will love this when he plays it back. He'd be like, "Oh my god, I was in it." I'm like, "Yeah, you fucking were, mate. Love you, Josh, mate."
Well, just to rewind a little bit there, you said during your kind of ketamine dreams, I was just about to ask the same question myself.
Do you know what? I'm slowly becoming a journalist because I was about to ask the same thing Morgan's about to ask. Carry on,
he's learning. Professional. You said you found the meaning of life, the secret to life.
Hell yeah.
What is it?
We're all the universe experience itself, bro. We're just like the same energy. We're the whole thing. We're just going to return back to this
past,
whole
present,
plane.
And future.
Well, yeah, there is no time. It's just it's the universe trying to express itself through this one little time.
Did we ever talk about my DMT experience together before?
I don't know, but I'd love to do DMT, man.
I had the same dream. Yeah, to quote Del Preston from Wayne's World, I had the same dream. I did DMT and I flew through time and space, as you do.
Mm.
And I heard a voice say, "Stop worrying. This has happened a million times before. This happened a million times after."
Mm-hmm.
And I felt more
Not special.
Yeah.
No one is special.
I felt more love, right? I felt more love than I've ever felt in my life.
Peace.
I felt like I was being hugged, right? Mm-hmm. All over by some sort of warm object, right?
Yeah.
God, I'd imagine.
And then you were, right?
But you are.
Covered in ham.
And I woke up.
I
woke up and I was in a sex club and I had 15 German men just directly onto me.
That sounds like Burger in that, isn't it?
Verboten.
We're Burger Kit Kat, mate. But that's the thing, I think we all are God. I think we are God having a little
gas. That's the funny thing, the voice I heard was my voice.
It was exactly what
I was like,
we
this
are.
Is mad.
No, we are.
I'm telling myself here, this has happened. Don't be worried. This has happened before.
Everyone has the same capacity for love and the same capacity for rage, and everyone is just in the middle of one of those feelings all the time, but it's a different. It's a spectrum of the same person or the same entity. I feel that's how I feel, which is why I think, you know, you can dismantle people's ego quite easily if you kind of just look them in the eyeballs. And it's like really jars people sometimes. It's hilarious, isn't it, Morgan?
It is.
I'm looking him right in the eyes.
Isn't it, Morgan? Let's all just stare at Morgan for
the rest. All stare at me. No, this is weird now. I don't like this at all.
Don't you?
No. It's a bit intense.
Is it?
I don't know
what we just stopped talking as well.
Yeah. So look at Morgan.
We're all in hot milk now.
We all are. That's the thing. It's just one thing, man. Everyone's in hot milk.
You are hot milk.
You are hot milk.
I am hot milk.
We are all hot milk.
No one can see this. And she's so awkward.
Oh, I love that we went into that. I was willing to stay there for the rest of this episode.
But I'll do your job, but that's what the EP is about. I just want to know what happens when I'm dead. Boom. Connecting the dots.
There we are.
You're ready here first, I'm a me journalist, that's what I'm saying.
But you've mentioned a few times kind of like finding a voice and finding a community through doing this and everything, and that's obviously been something that you've tried to do since the band. I mean, you've said many times that there's no point having a platform like this if you can't use it for something bigger. 100%. Is it quite weird when you think though and see that like this baby you've created and now there's people who like find that as a safe space?
Not weird at all. I think it's what people need.
Yeah.
I think in the modern world, in the 21st century, community is dissolving. You know, we're now more connected but disconnected than ever. It's like the biggest oxymoron of the world. Like we've evolved to a point where we really, naturally, we need each other.
But we've created social media online that is arguably makes you less social. You know
100%.
What I mean?
It does.
You create a community
nobody happy.
Of someone that you can pretend to be, and you don't actually face up to
it's
who you
shit.
Are. Whereas music is still like one of the bastions.
It's still
of like,
raw, man. Music is still
raw.
Yeah,
exactly. You come together. You meet people at gigs. You meet people.
You can't fake music.
Who like the same stuff, and that is raw. You like.
There's nothing else really apart from the arts that are still very physical that you can actually form real life community bonding with. Yeah. And it's a bondage then, that would have been a different kind of thing. But like ultimately everyone's peacocking in the world now. I think that's fucking the work. It'll be the downfall of us, and it'll be the core of a lot of unhappiness and the core of a lot of relationships where they don't work.
Isolation.
Yeah. I think for me, I needed something else than that. I needed community, and I needed people that are connected to me and you.
Oh, and we meet
through
like
a different
real
way.
People like every day, which is wicked. Yeah. Like people who are genuinely stoked on not just our music but music in general. Like,
and even being in a band on tour, I don't go on my phone as much. Great.
No.
Win-win.
Like we were saying
I'm
today,
drinking beer.
We were saying today, we've got TVs in the van and stuff like that.
We never turn them on.
We just sit because we're literally like, there's three people there, and we just talk for like 6 hours of a day.
Just say silly stuff, and we've got no signal on the motorway when you're driving up and down the country or driving across wherever you're driving, and it's great because you make great relationships with the people that you love, like even deeper ones, and I think that's important, you know. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Well, one of the tracks I wanted to talk about from the EP is Split Personality, because I've seen that you guys said that you were very worried about that, like writing initially, because it was a little bit different on another scale from what you've released so far. I mean, so many times you guys have mentioned not caring about genre and it's a myth and all that kind of stuff. But just that title in itself, I mean, I feel like that's maybe the perfect description of you guys as a band, as people, Split Personality, you know, just the terms between you two as well, between Jim and Hannah. I mean, do you agree with that? Do you think like...
For sure. Yeah. I mean, we always get told that we're yin and yang.
Yeah.
Because we balance each other out quite drastically.
It's a difficult one to navigate. Like, the title represents so many different facts.
Many different things in it. It's to be my own mental illnesses and the fact that, you know, diagnosed with something that people kind of portray as... having a split personality sometimes. This is a derogatory term that people use for that specific mental illness. But also it is in a more modern sense of the using of that word, it's become its own kind of idiom.
Entity.
So it's kind of, it represents a different side of the band as well and a different than us. So it's split personality is a title for, that represents many different things.
It's not a throwaway sticker of like, you know, like you said, like it can be taken as a derogatory term.
Exactly.
It's not intended, but it's
explaining part of my life and your life, really. It's an important title, I think, for that reason. Yeah, for sure. But I mean, the song itself, I think, is a different side of Hot Milk, which I think we really enjoy going down, and you'll see us tonight play it, that we're both fucking buzzing when we play that song. But
yeah, I mean, like
we're constantly in a fight though, because he's more like, we need to write every song like this, because he comes from a super heavy background. I'm more pop, so that's why we marry stuff together quite often, you know what I mean? So if it was up to you, we'd have a whole fucking album of shit.
I like pop as well, but I just kind of like, you know, when you just,
you should see in the studio like in the studio, I'm like, calm down, like I'm like, fucking like,
it's Hot Milk, not Hot Breed. Calm down.
Exactly. Suddenly he'll fucking do this riff and I'll be like,
Every time we got the mix back, I was like, can you just push the low screams like a little higher?
Yeah, and I'll be like, just turn them back down.
Could you do all the screams off, please? Well,
No, don't get me wrong. I love a dirty, gravelly scream, like, but I think there's a time and place for it, because I think ultimately your mum and dad listen to everything you do. And my dad went, it's a bit too much for me, that one. A bit too much. Don't like that one. Like, sound dad, thanks, cheers. He actually, what did he say to me the day when he came to the Manchester show, and he went, all your fans are a bit spooky, aren't they? And I was like, yeah.
All your fans remind me of the end of October. Yeah.
But you're like, yeah, but they all think that about you too.
Yeah, my dad goes around giving out bloody stickers. The whole show, he goes around giving out stickers, and they're like, brilliant. He doesn't know what, he does
what,
not.
Hot Milk stickers, all those stickers for his business.
To be fair, he just does windows and new PVC, me dad, you know what I mean? Yeah. He'll do your kitchen for you. Yeah. He's just a salt of the earth guy. He's like proper like Preston guy that never really been out of Lancashire, you know what I mean? So he comes to a gig and he's like, doesn't know what the hell to do, so he panics and gives out stickers.
Nice.
And so he's just like, oh man, dad. And it's like, oh fuck's sake, and dad's out there giving out glow sticks and stickers, like, oh god.
Oh, I wish, but I had that over mine. My dad used to my parents would come to our gigs and then like pick up my dirty clothes to go and take
them
to
they
wash.
Do that as well. Yeah.
But my dad was giving away pairs of my dirty pants to people.
What? What the fuck?
Hang on, was he taking a fee or not? Or just handing them out?
No, he was,
if he was
just
making
like,
money off it, I'd be like, meh.
Big deal. Like, someone's like, are you Sean's dad? Yeah.
Here's his pants.
Got his wash in, yeah? Do you want a pair of his pants? Like,
what,
someone's
the
got
fuck?
My someone's got my front and back DNA.
Oh, so, not front and back DNA. Yeah.
Little dribble from the back.
Yeah, why not? We've all done it.
So someone's got your dirty boxes.
Yep. That's mad. Well,
yeah, I've got a couple of pairs of them. But also, someone out there does have a pair of my boxes.
I mean, you should have taken a bit of money for that, really. Yeah. It was a smart businessman.
If you think about it now, you probably could have made...
dollar.
Yeah.
I've tried to sell my toenails before and people have bought them.
Toenails?
Toenails, yeah.
And people bought them.
Yeah, a little pot, yeah.
Don't know why they're minging.
Right, can we not talk? It's only my big toe that's gross.
Mr. Incredible.
Who's buying?
She's got a massive toe. And it looks dead proud. It looks like it's doing that. So I was just like, your toe looks like Mr. Incredible.
Yeah, it does. Like, look, it does. I'm not going to lie. My toes.
How do you find a buyer for toenails?
Just put my merch in it. Just put my merch.
Well, on Hot Milk Merch? Yeah, oh, so this wasn't like an online, like.
No, I'm not doing online, mate. Look, it's hard times. Hard times.
No,
yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, I'm just intrigued.
Wait till you see our next merch range.
And again, wait till you wild. See it. Yeah.
Do Hot Milk, but in like cut up toenails. That's what you want.
Oh, yeah,
like
some voodoo shit.
Here we go.
We've got a hat that's made of my spleen.
You don't need spleens, do you?
No, I'm not a cow.
No.
Yeah.
Got it's a just for grass, that,
made of four skins. Oh, that's weird.
God. I was going to make a joke there. Rings, four skins.
Hot Milk, four skins.
But we've only got three. We've only got three for sale.
God,
go for loads of them.
That's management want to get involved.
Gus and Jake foreskins for sale. Nah, they'd fucking hate that. He's going to hate that.
Great. Three foreskins for sale. First come, first serve.
First come, first serve.
Oh, I didn't even mean that. Didn't mean that. But yeah, sorry, Mo. Literally went into the mic. Fucking hell.
Someone's ringing it.
Well. With that, what I was going to bring up really, that you guys have always loved to overshare and you like to say that.
100%. No, they haven't.
There's no point in keeping secrets.
They're very secretive.
No, there's no point in keeping secrets, I don't think. Yeah. Not from yourself, anyway.
But is there anything, like, especially within like songs or media or just social media or anything like that, that maybe you've even had a step back and thought, well, maybe that is too much, or like, are you?
Why, well, have you got something in mind?
No,
it sounds like you got something in mind. Well, like, oh, you said too much here. Yeah. No, I don't think so, because I think that's just if you've put it out there, it's you, it's what you've said, and it's because of who you are.
Yeah.
And definitely, I get the fear sometimes when I wake up and I'm like, fucking hell, what have I done? And I like speak to my girlfriend, and she's like, it's fine. But ultimately, like she said, that's just who you are. Like, it's just who I am. Like, I do say stuff that probably shouldn't say, like normal person, but fuck it, it's not like it's bad. It's not like I've done anything naughty. I mean, no. You know, within reason, I'll do some naughty things within reason, but not there's no one's been hurt or anything like that. Like, and I'm not ashamed of feeling the stuff I feel or being who I am, because if I'm ashamed of it, then that's fucked up, isn't it? Then who someone else is, like, you know, it might help someone else, like, be more outspoken when they're not.
At the end of the day, we're again using these as kind of like cathartic therapy sessions. Like, we're still bringing things up because we don't get a chance to bring them up elsewhere.
I think if I went to a therapist, which I probably should do, which my mum keeps saying that I should go and do, right, is like, if I went, then I don't think the songs would be as honest, which they, so I'm like stopping myself going so that everything's still really real, and probably prolonging recovery in the process or from whatever is going on in my head. I probably should go and do it, but I think it would compromise the band, and I don't want to compromise the band. I want to compromise myself instead.
Fuck it out.
But like, that's the thing. Like, I think it's got to be real. I don't want another. It's like a tap. If you've got two taps,
I think, yeah.
If you've got two taps and one's going off to some fucking therapist getting free shit, like, no.
Sometimes,
putting
like,
it in a song, mate. Putting
sometimes
in a song.
You can say stuff out of anger, which you regret. But I think when you just
100%. I've said some awful stuff to you when I'm angry. So do you, though. You said some horrible stuff to me.
Vice versa, but like.
People knew what you've said.
Vice versa. But like, I feel like the stuff that you say, you know, honestly, even if you do maybe give a little bit too much away, you kind of within your own rights to give that information away. You know what I mean? If it's about yourself and you're like, I don't apologize for this. This is just how I feel.
Well,
like,
we've had so many people come to us and say that they love you guys because of your honesty and the stuff you've said on the podcast and how it's made them realize that they are like you, or it's made them realize a part of themselves that they've been hiding away. So yeah, no, don't
honesty,
ever change,
man.
That just,
I think,
fucking literally
being honest is so important. I think there's a lot goes unsaid in this world, and that people fill in the gaps where people could have been honest with stuff that's like been made up in their head, and that means that stuff kind of just gets out of control and turns into something that it's not, because the truth is the most important thing.
I think I'd rather someone like or dislike me. No, someone dislike me for who I am rather than like me for who I'm not.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So I think just being like straight up like,
yeah,
I am a nerd who can play music, kind of.
Yeah. I think when I'm 80 years old and I'm dying on my deathbed and I've got my kid to inject heroin between my toes because I wanted to try it one time before I died, you know what I mean? Like, I think I'll know that I was myself and I did everything honestly, and I think that is all we have in the end, because we die poor, we die alone, and we die with everything that we've done.
What a fucking summary.
No, it's true. And no, this is what I think about every single day, and this is what powers me, because you can either turn it, it's a nihilistic perspective, right? You can either turn it into something negative and think, oh, it's so sad, it's so morbid, or you can go, right, that's the truth, that's the cold hard truth. You can either let it power you, whether it whip you up the ass and fucking go and do something and grab everything in every second, or you can just let it wash over you. So just fucking go for it and have it, and if someone thinks something less of you, tell them to fuck themselves. And that's why I carry a penknife in my sock, you know what I mean?
No, but yeah, I agree. Like, I just admire that attitude towards a lot of things, because, you know, we've talked to bands that really shut off and try not to get too personal, and, you know, it's the same
but
with
that's
me
up
sometimes.
To them though, and at the end of the day, like, I get that, that's up to them.
Yeah.
But I'll defend their right to do that for sure. Like, I'll defend, if you want to keep yourself to yourself, fine, go for it, it's not for me, but I will defend your right to do that. Like, it's about being who you are. Not everybody can be outspoken and honest, and that's okay, because if everyone did that, the world might be a fucking mess, you know what I mean? But I do think that there's elements of certain aspects and truths that need to be said. I think it comes from my past of having a lot of family feuds where lots of unsaid things have been filled up with
he said, she said,
and things have, like, been invented in people's head. People fill in the gaps with what they assume, and what they assume isn't always true, and it always ends up in pain, you know. I think people just need to come from a place of love and truth, and that's all we can do. And also it's very fucking rock and roll to do that, you know, because punk music is comes from a place of being honest and true. And I think I like that parallel, you know. That's kind of what it's about for me and you. Yeah.
Nice, very nice. Well, we mentioned that over these last 2 years, obviously so much has changed. I know that most of it has been locked inside rooms and whatnot with the pandemic. But is there any kind of moments in between that really stick out for you so far that you feel really proud of, or just being able not to kind of comprehend that you've actually managed to achieve so far?
I think mine was like the physical act of getting the EP out against all the odds of being like, okay, we can't go to a studio.
We were unsigned as well when we were recording it. We still didn't have a label.
We were unsigned. We couldn't even fucking be in the same room. Yeah, we had to do stuff
over
like
the internet,
Zoom and shit like that. So it was just like to come out of lockdown or whatever with an EP.
And also
like,
we found a label that we like as well, which was like a big deal for us, because there was a lot of ones that we just fucking were like, no, not a chance.
Not to sound cheesy, but I think like not giving up on ourselves and like keep persevering, being like, this is fucking well hard, this sucks, I'm so skinned, I don't know what I'm gonna do, I don't know what the future holds, but just being like, let's just do it.
Let's
like you said
on.
Like, you only live
it's
once.
The belief, isn't it? It's the belief that it'll happen and it'll come, and it's the manifestation. I think we just manifested the shit out of all of it. I think we continue to manifest stuff even now. I mean, we always do. We know what we're manifesting.
Exactly.
Secrets.
I know, we've got stuff in the pipeline.
Stuff in the pipeline. Ooh. We're manifesting hard. Oof. Manifesting. Nikki, our tour manager, just entered the room. Manifest with me, Nikki. She's doing it.
Just belief.
Belief in yourself.
Self-belief.
Belief in the power
really
of music and connection, and that is all you could ever hope for.
Nice.
Because everything else is dog shit.
Nice. Well, we haven't said it, but... Yeah, congratulations again on those Foo Fighters.
Thank you, man. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
It seems, again, it seems so far away. It's they're happening.
Yeah, when is it?
Like June, July.
I mean, last time was Well Fun and Pat Smear. Like, just he was the highlight for me. Pat
they're
Smear.
All
just
dudes.
He was just like, he surprised me massively. Him, so he doesn't know where he is.
I was about to say, is he? I've
no,
never seen
he's,
him speak.
He's,
literally,
no.
He came up
speak.
To us. He was like, "So what are you doing?" And we were like, "Oh,
we're supporting you, mate."
Week, and he was like, "No, you haven't."
I had to get pictures up on my phone and be like, he was like, have you got a CD? I want to play it on the school run.
And our manager was like, oh, we can give you a vinyl. He was like, no, I just want it for the car so I can listen to it on the way to school. And I was like, what?
I just dropped a pill at Reading as well. So I was like coming up and he could see that I was coming up and he went, do you want something to chew on? And I went, yeah. And he went, gave me a carrot. So I've got this picture of me, Dave Grohl, and Pat Smear with a carrot.
Did he? Right, Aaron, did he have to go and get the carrot?
Yeah, he went and got the carrot. Yeah,
if he had it on him,
he went and got it.
Out of his pocket.
Would you want a carrot or a tomato? I got a tomato with it.
No, he's
not greengrocer.
But he knew. He went, he could see, and he was like, I've been there. You know what I mean? He was like, I've been there, and came and got me a bloody carrot.
That picture, though, he looks a bit like my dad, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He looks loads like your dad. We always say that Pat Smear's like, he's his dad, because he looks so much like your dad. It's crazy.
But yeah, how did that come about again? Was that Di phoning about going, all right, it's fucking Di Grohl, in it? You might remember me from Nirvana. Any chance
is looking
up? Yeah, he is, yeah. He's from Anissa Bull.
I don't know.
And he said,
made that up, didn't he? Made that place up.
It's a joke. Well, it's not a joke. It's a real Welsh name, but it's stupid. All right, are Aunt Milk about? They want to fucking come on tour with us again? Is that what happened?
I think we just we made a good impression last time. We were fun and they were fun, and I don't know. It was just
their manager really liked us.
Yeah, their manager really likes us. Their manager John's just a fucking legend.
He's a legend. Yeah.
We're a bit naughty as well. Like, I think, I don't know. We just have a good thing going, and we know we're well behaved to the degree we're very on time. We know our shit. We're comfortable.
I think they're like supporting like new bands as well. Yeah. Like, how many times has it got like Frank and Spin
stuff? Yeah,
I like the idea of Pat's been growing carrots solidly for 2 years.
Yeah. And he's like,
how the fuck can I get rid of these carrots?
Yeah.
I know.
Take them back out.
Let's take off and go to it again.
Yeah.
She likes to chew on things.
I only like raw carrots, to be fair, so he was right.
Nice one, Pat.
I really need a wee, can you tell? I'm fucking pissing my pants here.
Well, so we won't keep you too much longer.
I've got piss all over you, Morgan. You better love that, wouldn't you?
Not really. Not really, Han, to be honest.
Have you ever tried it?
What? Getting pissed on?
Yeah.
No,
I can't. Bet Sean has.
Wow, let's not get into what Sean's trying.
What's Sean not
That's
trying?
A whole other podcast.
I bet he has. He's smiling. He knows he has.
It'd be easier to say what Sean not trying.
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's go. I've never tried. I've never worn a full gimp suit.
Full. Emphasis on full.
Just the helmet.
just the sock. Yeah, I've worn everything but the
sock. You've done a leather sock.
Yeah. Morgan being peed on.
Oh no.
What else was it? What else was I going to say? I can't remember what I was going to say now. It's gone.
Anyway, before you go have a pee, just like to sum everything up, really, like, you guys have been extremely busy. You've got loads of things you're manifesting now to come up. But like,
when you manifest the fucking virus to fuck off?
We did.
We did. It's gone.
Done.
Oh, fair enough. Thank you.
But what's the... What?
No worries, Sean. See you later, yeah?
What are you on? Oh, thank you.
Can you imagine that? Just cut your head. Everyone should be like...
My earphones are broken. She's got a jog.
Just what would be kind of the ultimate goals for you going forward? Like, oh, this was like something you just...
Right now, it would be Hannah goes for a wee and not piss herself.
I was going to take the mic with him.
Do you want to tell you my lifelong dream, right?
Yes.
I want to earn enough money to buy a big house and be a foster mum and have lots of golden retrievers. Like, I think when I'm 40, 50 years old, I could be a really good foster mum to people that emergently need housing. That's what I want to be.
If you've got a big garden, can I cut your grass?
Yeah, I want an orchard so the kids can come and stay.
Can
and be
I cut
like,
your grass?
Yeah, 100% you can cut my grass.
I love cutting
he loves
grass.
Cutting grass. But once me rock and roll dreams are over, I want to give back to the world, and I think I'd be a really good foster mum.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, I'm laughing. I'm not laughing at that. That's a beautiful answer. You're a beautiful person, right?
Thanks.
But it's the dance. It's the I'm busting for the piss dance. Really, it is. That you do win.
I've got a really weak bladder, all right?
Go then. Run,
I can't.
Run.
Well, can you send it then?
Yeah, go.
Goodbye. I love you all. Thanks for listening.
All right. Either one, yeah.
Terry Wogan.
Yeah. It doesn't matter which one you go in. Just don't go in the tech cupboard. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I reminded your nib.
Yeah. I batted your end. Oh, no. I've just touched your furry end, Sean.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anything you'd like to...
Quick, while she's not you.
Yeah, you'd like to put in.
I mean, this has happened before. She's gone off.
Yeah, she has.
And then she's come back and been para as fuck. Me like,
what'd you say about me? What'd you say about me?
I don't know. She sounds like Vicky Pollard.
Cool. But yeah, all right then. Cool, sweet. Well,
yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time. Unless there's anything you do, I end
on. All right. I was going to cheers you with the microphone.
Cheers. Oh. Come on, get it, Morg. Let's all three with cheers.
I hope that sound doesn't sound bad.
No, I hope they can hear that sound. Yeah. It's pointless. But
it's the sound of love.
Yeah, we all hit our microphones together. Thank
all our
you
nibs
very much.
Touched.
Yes. Nibs touched.
Right. Thank you very much. Oh, she's
Hannah's
back. She's back.
Piss.
She's finished. And right, no, it's been a wonderful day.
No, hang on, one last question. Oh, Han,
okay.
Han,
like a fucking horse.
Out of ten, how was that pee?
Literally, like the most relieving orgasm.
You didn't ask me about my pee.
Did you have a pee prior to? Or
no,
did
just,
you
now.
A pee just now.
One Anna left, and it's just going.
Oh, it's wet on it.
Just go, man. Just go.
Slipping around.
No, we better go. We better go. You've got to go.
Right. Okay.
Right. Thank you guys.
Thanks for having you.
Thank you. See you again.
Thanks for having me.
Like, what did you say?
I've been drinking a beer this whole time. Thanks, man. You can cut that out.
You're listening to Sabin Podcast. Yeah.
I caramba.
Wonderful stuff. Oh, I absolutely love getting to spend time with those two. They're so unpredictable. You never know what's going to happen, but it's always a good time, and they're wonderful human beings. So thank you so much for Hannah and Jim for taking the time to talk to us again. We got to hang out with them before it. We got to hang out with them after the chat and after the gig and everything, and it's just a lovely time with them.
Yes. I had to leave early because my car was in a very, very expensive car park. So I had to leave as soon as they finished. But thank you very much to Hannah and Jim for having us, and all of the Hot Milk team, everybody involved, from their press to their tour manager, to the rest of the guys in the band. We had a fantastic night, and it was a great celebration of live music, hilarity, and utter chaos, because that's what they are, and I fucking love it. It's not very often we have someone on when I go, oh, this person is going to make me look like a fucking civilized journalist. there was a bit in this where my journalist hanging around with you finally paid off, and I was like, oh, I've got a question for her. When she stopped talking, I go, and then you asked, and I was not pissed. I was actually going to show people I'd learned to try and be a journalist.
My skills are rubbing off on you, Sean. At least you're picking something up from doing all of this.
Yes, in a way. But yeah, thank you very much to Hannah and Jim. It was fantastic. If you've been affected by anything we spoke about, I'm very, very sorry. But these are just true stories that have come from the mouths of rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed it very, very much. Yes. They are superstars in my eyes, and I love it.
Yes, absolutely. And don't forget their brand new EP, I Just Want to Know What Happens When I Die, is available to purchase and stream everywhere right now. So go and pick up a copy, head over to the website, buy some merch. They've always got some fucking ace merch.
Yes, they do.
I've got one of their hoodies, so you know it's Morgan Richards approved.
Ooh.
Can't stress enough.
There you go.
And we should mention as well that they have just been announced as one of the first lineup acts for Slam Dunk Festival 2022, alongside Rancid, Alexis on Fire, The Wonder Years, and our good friends in The Used and Motion City Soundtrack.
Bloody hell, that's a fucking... It's a good start, isn't
it? Yeah.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that email about the black out. That'd be good. So I think
I saw...
But anyway, yeah.
I saw, it was funny enough, I saw people in a comment section for another festival announcement was being teased, and people going, oh, I'm calling it now. It's the blackout, it is. And I was like, oh, is it not?
What, they wrote it in Welsh accent? What if you do a Welsh accent? Like, bro, you're Welsh anyway. Yeah. You didn't need to do a Welsh accent.
I don't know. It's talking about you lot. This makes me a bit more Welsh, I think.
That makes you as bad as every English person I've ever met who's tried to do the Welsh accent.
Yeah, but at least I didn't say it Indian.
To be honest, it wasn't a million miles. Like, it wasn't a million miles away. Like, I can't believe you just done that.
Oh, wow.
I'm offended now.
But going back to Slam Dunk, obviously, we've done a lot of content with them for Slam Dunk 2021 that just happened a few weeks ago. Go back and listen to our festival special with a load of your favorite bands, including Dollskin, who was on this run with Hot Milk. And we spoke to Kaya, former vocalist of Blood Youth, moments after his final performance with the band at Slam Dunk. For last week's podcast as well, so go and check that out. Send us some messages of what you thought of recent episodes or people you'd like to hear in the future at Sapnin Pod on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, that's at SAPPENINPOD. That's at SAPPENINPOD. Don't forget to check out patreon.com/sapnin. There's a whole load of different things. Bonuses, extras, photos, videos, podcasts, etc. at patreon.com/satnin. Join our fucking fantastic community. We love them very, very much. They love each other. It is absolutely beautiful what we've created. And I am forever, forever grateful.
Yes, a few of us all got together actually this week to go and see Bring Me the Horizon and You Me at Six in the Cardiff, capital city of Wales. And it was a jolly time that we had the little photo together, and we're looking to do loads more of those kind of meetups in the future as everything goes on. So if you want to get involved, and you should, head over to patreon.com/sapnin.
Did you yeah, you said that you went to Cardiff last night with the fantastic Patreons.
Mm-hmm.
How were Nova Twins?
Oh, don't get me started on this. I'm not happy because due to COVID, they've made the queuing system to get into gigs and everything is much larger now than normal, obviously going through protocols and everything. And even though You Me at Six sorted me out with some tickets, thank you, boys. And I could go through a special entrance.
Oh, hey, it still took me through a special entrance.
I had to wait a little bit, and unfortunately missed Nova Twins, which I was very upset about.
Gutted.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure they are doing their own tour soon, so I'm hoping we can go to that maybe. But
that'd be good.
Yeah.
How were our friends in You Me at Six?
Brilliant as always. They played some old tracks which the crowd absolutely went mental for, and the new stuff is sounding really, really good live. It was nice to see them perform a lot of those singles from their UK number one album Sucker Punch for the first time as well. It was really very nice. Josh seemed incredibly up for it. There was a very wholesome moment when he talked about the passing of his Welsh grandmother. Yeah, it was just a really, really nice evening.
Nice. And to finish, from what I saw, there was an incredible light and production show. How were Bring Me the Horizon?
Bring Me the Horizon brought their own steel cage. Which,
what?
Yeah, it was like the stage setup was basically like an old WWF steel cage around their stage that got lifted, and then mad graphics and colours and all that got projected onto it. Yeah, it was a bit crazy. They all came out in suits and then started playing some heavy music.
Well, they must have had a business meeting just before.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Maybe they all just got together, realized the time, went on stage and played a popular rock concert.
Oh, nice. Well, yes. Well, congratulations to all those bands. Well done. Bring Me Horizon show looks fucking incredible. Yeah, the lighting and stuff reminds me of Nine Inch Nails. It looks fucking awesome. So, yeah, well done to all involved. I'm glad you had fun. I'm glad you met up with the Patreon people. They all seem to like it. Again, check out patreon.com/sapnin.
And if you head over to the description of this episode, you see loads of names in there from the Patreon that we like to thank. But as always, Sean is going to give a mahoosive shout out to the elite members of our Sapnin podcast Patreon community. Those are the top tiers, and this is their names, because I always forget
that's a fucking
how
sentence.
To link.
Professional talker Morgan Richards. This is their names. Right, here we go. We're in the This Is Their Name section. What? Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
To these people, Kylie Wheeler, Mayumi Liwoe, Mikey Engler, Janelle Caston, Mitch Perry, Kelly Young, Kelly Ewan, Dilly Grimwood, Liam Connolly, Drew Styles, Paul Hirschfield, Nathan Croshaw, Emma Barber, Sammy G, Tony Michael, Kat Besant, Full Stop, Cannibal, Captain Hannibal, Jenny Robertson, Money Grimwood, Mike Oxmall, Scott still hasn't changed it, Johnny Phillips, Amy Campion, Caroline Robinson, Chris Howard, Craig Irvin, Kevin Clark, Louis Cook, Martina McManus, Danny Eden, Carl Pendlebury, James McNaught, Craig took Sean's advice, so Magnetman Magnetics on YouTube, Harris. See what he's done there? He's done the thing where I said, why don't more people sign up and advertise their own thing in their name? Genius, Craig. Everybody check out Magnetman Magnetics on YouTube. There you go. If there's anything pornographic on there, I'm very, very sorry. I'm just reading. I haven't had a chance to check it out myself. Thank you very much to Jenny Munster, Lucy Diaz, Emily Perry, Kelly Emma Cannon, Stuart McNaught, Livy Cropper, John and Emma, Jason Heredia, Becky Andy, Lydia Henderson, Adam King of the Goths Parslow, Ollie met Morgan twice in a week, guess where besties now, Amesbury. Oh, you got a new friend, Mo.
Yay!
Josh, what happens when you boil a funny bone? It becomes a laughing stock.
Chris. Oh, fucking hell, Josh.
Fucking kill me. Anyway, thank you very much, Alice Wood, Reese Bowring, Ben Evans, Amy Chilvers, Kate Stevenson, Connor Lewins, Daniel Stevenson, Kieran Allen, and last but no means least, Keris Andrews. Thank you so much to those people. Thank you to anybody who listens to this podcast, who's thinking about signing up to the Patreon. If you've ever been part of the Patreon, we really, 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 really appreciate you. I'm saying this with my eyes closed because it means the fucking world to me. You can't see this, so it's kind of pointless me saying that. But yes, thank you to all those people. We literally cannot do this podcast without it. So thank you so, so much. We appreciate you. We are going to be back. Morgan says each and every week, but yeah, at some point we are going to die. So
maybe, but then if they, what happens if they
clone our voices?
No one wants that. Create a drug that makes us live forever. Then we can do it forever.
I don't want it. I don't want it.
I'll sign us up to be the test mules for it, so we'd be the only two to live forever.
Yeah, I just realised I took the vaccine to live longer. What the fuck am I doing? Why didn't I just fucking not have it and just... Anyway, it's taking a morbid end, as usual.
Wow. But yeah, we will be back. We've got a lot of celebrations coming, a lot of funny stuff. Get involved, yes, everywhere you can.
He's correct.
We love you very much. Thank you for taking the time. And we'll see you in the not-so-distant future.
Fucking tidy. Check out my band, at Raiders Band UK, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Raiders UK on the music listening platforms. Give it a listen, innit? Or not. Whatever, innit? Well, cheers. Sapnin! I'm losing my mind. Gonna make this really easy for you.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.